Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by El Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the fifth Aliyah of Parsha's Nasai, that is Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. And the Chumash tells us as follows. Vahi b'yom kalis Moshe Elokim es ha-Mishkan. And it was on the day that Moshe concluded, he finished setting up the Mishkan. Vayimshach Oisei, he anointed it. Vaykadesh Oisei, and he sanctified it. Vaskol Kalev, with all of its Kalim. Vaskamizbech Vaskol Kalev, and Mizbech with all its Kalim. Vayimshachem, Vaykadesh Oisei, and he anointed them and sanctified them. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Aleph. Vahi b'yom kalis Moshe, and it was the day that Moshe concluded. Now Rashi tells us, Kalois ksiv. It says the word kalois. It doesn't say kilois. So what do we learn from this word? Yom hakamas hamishkan ha-Yisrael ke-kala ha-nechnes l'chuppah. The day of hakamas ha-mishkan, Klal Yisrael was like a kala going into the chuppah. Kalois Moshe. Betzal ve'olev ha-chacham le'vasos ha-mishkan. We know that Betzal and Aliyav and all the wise people, they actually made the mishkan. Utlai ha-kas of Moshe, with the pasuk hangs it on Moshe. L'fisha masur nafshay olev l'irais tavnis called over v'davar k'moshe ariu bahar l'hairis l'aisi ha-malacha. He was meister nefesh in order to see the form of every single thing that was made to ensure that nothing was mistaken. V'loy ta b'tavnis achas. We find the same thing with David HaMelech. Lafish Maser Nafsh al Binyan Beis HaMikdash, since he was Maser Nefesh for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Shnemar says the pasuk, Zachar Hashem LeDavid is called Unoisa Asher Nishba Al Hashem. Fikach, therefore Nikra Al Shmai, Beis HaMikdash is called by the name of David. Shnemar, it says Re'ei Beischa David B'yom Kalis Moshe LaHakim V'leinemer B'yom Hakim. It doesn't say on the day that he set it up. It says on the day he finished setting it up. Malami, this teaches us Shekol Shevas Yimei Amiluim Haya Moshe Mamidim Farkai. All 7 Yimei Amiluim. This is all the 7 days of the inauguration of Mishkan. He would actually set up the Mishkan and then dismantle it. And on that day, Hamida Vele Perakot, he set it up and he did not take it down. That's why it says in the pasuk, "B'yom Kalis Moshe LaHakim." On the day that he finished, he concluded, he stopped setting it up. On that day, that's when all of his settings up of the Mishkan concluded. Rosh Chodesh Nisan Haya, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Bashini Nisafra Parah, on the second day, the parah was burned. Bashlishi Haya Hazaya Rishayna, and Bashvi Gilchu, they all shaved on the 7th day, and this is the last day. And going back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, Vayikrivu Nisei Yisrael, Rashi Beis Havaisam, the Nisei Yisrael, the heads of their father's house, they brought the following. And who are these people? Heim Nisiyah Hamatois. They are the heads of the Shvatim. Heim Ha'im Demal Pekudim. They're the ones that were in charge of the count. We kept on mentioning that the Nisiyim were with Moshe and Aaron as the count was being done, and these are the same Nisiyim. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Heim Nisiyah Hamatois, Shahayu Shetim Aleim Mitzrayim. These were actually the policemen over the Shvatim in Mitzrayim. Bahayu Mukam Aleim, and they got struck because of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar says, Vayukush Shetim B'nei Yisrael. And as part of that Tzchos, they got to be the Nisiyim. Heim Ha'im Demal Pekudim, Sha'amdu Moshe V'Aaron, Sh'man Yisrael. They were standing with Moshe and Aaron when Klal Yisrael was being counted. Shenemar says, V'itchem Yehu, and so on and so forth, as we learned about in the previous parsha. And back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Vayevius Karbanam Fnei Hashem, and they brought their carbon in front of Hashem, Shesh Eglis Tzav, 6 covered wagons, Shnei Asar Bakar, and 12 cattle, Agal Al Shnei Anisim, V'shar La'echad, 1 covered wagon per 2 Nisim, and 1 shar was brought by each of the Nisim, Vayekrivu Oisim Fnei HaMishkan, and they brought it in front of the Mishkan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Shesh Eglis Tzav, Ein Tzav El Mechupim. The word Tzav means covered, V'chein Ubat Tzabim Ubat Pradim, Agalis Mechusim Krim Tzabim. A covered wagon is called Tzabim. They brought it in front of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't accept it from them until Hashem said that he could. Amrav Nasan, he says, why is it the Nisim, they came first, they decided to donate something and give a present first right after Hakamas HaMishkan. However, in the work in the Mishkan, when everyone was donating, they didn't come first. This is what the Nisim said to themselves. The Tzibur, everyone else is going to give whatever they want to give. This is all the way back in Chumash Shmais, when everyone was donating that which was necessary for the Mishkan, whatever is lacking, whatever people don't bring, so then we're just going to fill in. Once they saw that Tzibur brought everything that was necessary, Shenemar says the pasuk, it was more than enough. Amr, they said to themselves, what could we do? So therefore, they brought the Avnei Shayim for the Miluim and for the Eifan and the Chayshen, but over here, they didn't want to be left till last, so therefore, right after Hakamas HaMishkan, they were the first ones to come and bring presents. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Hashem said to Moshe, saying, "Kach me'itam, take from them, v'hayu la'avodas avodas el ma'id, and it will be to do the avodas el ma'id, v'nasata oisam el-levim, you shall give them," meaning give all these wagons and the cattle to the levim, ish kvi avodasai, each person according to what his avodah is. V'kach Moshe sagalis v'sabakar, and Moshe took the wagons and the cattle, v'itan oisam el-levim, and he gave them to the levim. What did he give to the levim? Is shtei agalis v'sarbas habakar, 2 of the wagons and 4 of the cattle, nasal levnei gershain, he gave to gershain, kvi avodasam, this is proportionate to the avodah that they do. V'sarba agalis v'shmeinas habakar, and the remaining 4 wagons and 8 cattle, Nasal of name Merari, he gave to the sons of Merari, Kifi Avaidasam, proportionate to the Avaidah that they do, Biyadi Samar ben Aaron HaKayin, by way of Isamar, the son of Aaron HaKayin. Now let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin Kifiyah Vaydasim Shahaya Masim Bnei Gershim Kal Mishtal Merari, because that which Bnei Gershim had to carry, it wasn't as heavy as Merari's. Shahayu Noisim Akrashim Amudim Vadanim, because Bnei Merari, they actually had to carry the heavy beams and the pillars and all the sockets. Therefore, they needed four wagons. Bnei Gershim only needed two wagons. However, back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Levnei Kahas Loinasan, he did not give any wagons to Bnei Kahas. Ki Avodas Hakadosh Aleihem Bakatef Iso, their Avodah was sacred. They carried it by their shoulders. Rashi over here says Pasuk Tes, Ki Avodas Hakadosh Aleihem Masid Dvar Kedusha, what they were carrying was Kadosh. That's why they carried it by hand. They put it on their shoulders. They didn't put it on a wagon. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, now we learn about another thing the Nesiim brought. The Nesiim brought the inauguration of the Mizbech on the day that it was anointed. And the Nesiim brought their carbon in front of the Mizbech. Rashi Pasuk Yod tells us, after they donated these cattle and the wagons in order to carry the Mishkan, their hearts inspired them to also donate karbanis from the Mizbech. Again, they brought it in front of the Mizbech because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take it from them until Hashem said that he could. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem said to Moshe, Nasi Echa L'Yayim, Nasi Echa L'Yayim, Yakrivu as karbanim. One Nasi every single day should bring their karbanis L'Chanukas HaMizbech for the inauguration of the Mizbech. Yakrivu as karbanim L'Chanukas HaMizbech V'adayin Lo Haya Yedei Moshe Hech Yakrivu. Moshe still didn't know the order of how they were going to bring it. In Kaseder Todaisim, is it in the order of how they were born, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? Im Kaseder Hamasayis, is it the way that they travel, which Yehuda would be first? Ashenem Rolim Pei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem told him, Yarkivu Lamasayis Ish Yoimai, they do it by the way that they're going to travel, which means that Yehuda is going to go first, and then Yisachar, and so on and so forth. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, and the remainder of this Aliyah, and the entire next Aliyah, we're going to be learning of the Karbanos of the Nesiim, and do not be surprised when you find out that the Karbanos of each of the Nesiim was exactly the same. Everyone brought the same exact thing. So we're going to spend time on the first two Nesiim, and afterwards, it's going to flow fairly quickly. So the Pasuk tells us, Vahiyah makar v'yam rishon es karbani, and the one who brought his carbon on the first day, Nachshon ben Aminadav, l'mate Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav, he was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. The karbani, and what was his carbon? Karas kesef achas, a silver bowl, shloshim u'mea mishkala, it was 130 shekels in weight, mizrak echad kesef, one basin of silver, shivim shekel v'shekel kadesh, it was 70 holy shekels weight, u'shnei emaleim says, b'lo v'shem l'mincha, and both of them were filled with fine flour mixed with oil. That was for a carbon mincha. Kaf achas asar zav melei ketayres. One spoon, its weight was 10 gold, and that was full of ketayres. Par echad ben bakar, one bull. Ayil echad, one ram. Keves echad, one lamb. Ben shenase, that was within its first year. La ayla, for a carbon ayla. Seir izim echad lechatas. One seir izim for a chatas. And ulazev achas shlamim. The following were brought for shlamim. Bakar shnayim, two cattle. Elim chamisha, five rams. Atudim chamisha, five male goats. Kevasim neshana chamisha, five lambs within their first year of life. Ze karban nachshon ben Aminadav. This was the carbon of Nachshon ben Aminadav, and as we said, this is actually going to be the carbon of every single one that see him. And let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis, Bayam Harisha, on the first day, Ayayim Natal Esar Ataris. That day there was 10 Ataris, 10 crowns, if you will, that were given to that day. Rishon Lamasa Bereshis, Rishon Lenusim, Kadisa Beseder Olam. Lamata Yehuda, Yichasa Kasav Shiftai. The Pasuk connects him to his Shevet. He is Nachshon ben Aminadav. He is attributed to the Shevet of Yehuda. Veleshakav Mishiftai Vehikriv. It doesn't mean that he collected money from his Shevet and then he brought Karbanis. Ayayna Aymer Lamata Yehuda, Elishakav Mishiftai Vehibi. Perhaps the reason why he's connected to his Shevet is to say that he collected money from his Shevet and then he brought these Karbanis. Tabalimer, that's why the Pasuk includes, Zeh Karban Nachshon, Mishalei Hevi, he brought from his own funds. Pasuk Yud Gimel and Rashi, Shnei Menelim Silas, they were both full of flour, Leminchas Nedava, this was a mincha, it was just a Nedava, it was a donated mincha. Pasuk Yudan and Rashi, Asar Zav, Kitargumai, Mishkal Eser Shikle HaKadosh Hayaba, that's what its weight was, Malei Kitaris was full of Kitaris, Leimatzinu Kitaris Liachid, we never find that an individual is able to bring Kitaris, Veleimus Beach Chitzain, and not Kitaris that's brought on the outer Mizbeach, it's always brought on the inner Mizbeach, Elazubavat, except for this instance, by Ras Shah, and this is a specific thing that was only for that time. Pasuk Tas Vav in Rashi, we say par echad, it was one par. Why is it we have to say it was one par? Miyuchad Sheba Edrei, it was unique in its flock, meaning it was a very special one. Pasuk Tas Zayin Rashi, Siris Emechad Lechatos Lechaper Al Kever HaTohayim Mutumah Safek, there was some sort of kapar that was needed over here. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, Bayim HaSheni, on the second day, Hikriv Nisanel Ben Suor, Nisanel Ben Suor brought his carbon, Nisi Yisachar, he's the Nasi of Yisachar. Hikriv Es Karbon, he brought his carbon, Karas Kesav Achas, one bowl of silver, Shlashim Umeya Mishkalu, its weight was 100. 130 shekel, mizrak echad kesef, one basin of silver, shivim shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, 70 shekels weight, shneim b'leim sos b'lov v'shem mincha. Both of them were full of fine flour mixed with oil for mincha, kaf achas asar zav like ketiris, par echad bin bakar, ayel echad, keves achad men shnesay lo ayla, sirizim echad l'chatas, olzem echad shlam bin bakar shnayim, elim chamisha, atudim chamisha, kvasim nei shana chamisha. So let's take a look at Rashi over here, pause a good test, and try to understand this a little bit better. Hikrav nisanal ben sur, hikrav es karbani. So it seems to be a little bit repetitious. Matam alaymer, hikrav v'shifta shal yisachar, mashalay nemar b'chal shvatim. So Rashi explains, l'fisha ba Reuven v'ir of Amr. Since Reuven came along and he complained and he said, Dai shek domani Yehuda achi, it's enough that Yehuda, my brother, came in front of me. Akrav ani akrav, I should come after him. Remember, Reuven was the oldest. Amar lay Moshe, Moshe told him, p'ya gvura nemar lisha akriv v'kaseder masan l'digleim, that Hashem told me that this is the order everything has to be given in. L'kach nemar, that's why it says, hikrav es karbani v'hu chasar yod, it's missing a yod in between the resh and the base. Shumashamish hakrav lashin sivoy, it could be read as hakrav, it's a command, you shall bring. Shem p'ya gvura nitzavu hakrav, because Hashem had commanded, you shall bring, meaning Yisachar shall bring. And ma'o hikrav hikrav shtei pa'amim, why is it that the word hikrav is repeated twice over here? Shebeshvil shnei dvarim zachal hakrav sheni l'shvatim, because of two things, Yisachar was zaycha to be the second of the shvatim to bring. Achas, first of all, shayu yaydim b'tayra, they knew Tayra, shenem it says, u'mnei Yisachar yaydi bin l'itim. V'achas, and second one is shehim nasnu etzel ha'nesim l'snadi karbanos halalu. They were the ones that gave the idea for all the other nesim to bring these karbanos. And we said, shalmai shadar shem atzasi, I found, Amar Pinchas ben Yar, he says, Nisanel ben Sur, he's seen itzazu, there was Nisanel ben Sur, who was the nasi of Shev Yisachar, he was the one that gave them this piece of advice. That's why he got to bring second, right after Yehuda. And now let's try to understand what all these gifts represent. Karas kesef, a bowl of silver. Minyan ois yosef, the gematria, tuf tuf kof lamed. If we count up the gematria of all the letters, that's 930. Keneged shnosef shal Adam Rishon, this corresponds to the years that Adam Rishon lived. Shleshi umeya mishgala, its weight was 130. Al shem shek shehemet todos lekiyim ha'olam, ben mea ushleshim shana haya. Adam Rishon was 130 years old when he had kids. Shnemar says in the pasuk, vayechi Adam shleshi mas shana, vayolid bid musai, and he had a child. Mizrak echad kesef, one basin of silver. Begematria tufkav chaf, this is gematria of 520. Al shem noyach, this is corresponding to noyach. Shehemet todos ben tufkav shana, he had children when he was 500 years old. Al shem esrim shana, shenigzer exeris hamabel, kaim todosav, and corresponding to the 20 years that the exer the mabel happened before he had children. Kumash deprash the etzel, like I explained by the pasuk of Ahayu Yom of Meiv Asrim Shana, Lafikach Nemar Mizrak Echad Kesef. That's why the pasuk says Mizrak Echad Kesef V'loi Nemar, and it does not say Mizrak Kesef Echad. Kumash Nemar by Ka'ara, like it says by the Ka'ara. Lamer to tell us Sh'af Oseis Shal Echad Mitzarfes Laminyan, that the letters of Echad also are counted over here. Shivim Shekel, it was 70 Shekel. Keneged Shivim Umas Shatzu Mibanov, this is corresponding to the 70 nations that came from Noach. Pasuk Chafin Rashi Kaf Achas, one spoon. Keneged Atar Shenenu Miyadish Al Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is corresponding to the Torah which is given from the hand of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kaf is like a palm, so it was given from the palm of Hashem. Asar Zohav, Keneged Asar Sadibros, this corresponds to the 10 Dibros. Malaya Ketiris, full of Ketiris. Gematria Shal Ketiris, Tariag Mitzvahs. The Gematria of Ketiris is 613 Mitzvahs. Obavachi Tachlov Kuf Bedalad Aide, Atbash Gardak, as long as you switch around the Kuf for Dalad in a certain way of counting up Gematrias. Next Pasuk in Rashi tells us, Par Echad, one par. Keneged Avram, this is corresponding to Avram. Shinar Bayit says, Vikach Ben Bakar. Ayel Echad, one ram. Keneged Yitzchak, this corresponds to Yitzchak. Vayikach Es Ho'ayel. And Keves Echad, one lamb. Keneged Yaakov, corresponding to Yaakov. Bakvasim Hifrid Yaakov. Pasuk of Bezin Rashi, Seer Ezim, Lchapar al Mechir Yosef. This was as a kapara, as an atonement for the sale of Yosef. Shinar Bayit, Vayishchatu Seer Ezim. Pasuk of Gimel in Rashi, Ulzevach Hashlamim Bakar Shnaim, two Bakar for the Shlamim. Keneged Moshe V'Aaron, this corresponds to Moshe and Aaron. Shenosnu Shalom Ben Yisrael Avim Shmashmaim, they bring peace in between Klal Yisrael and their father in heaven. A Shlamim is a peace offering. So we have two cattle corresponding to Moshe and Aaron who brought peace to Klal Yisrael between them and their father in heaven. Elam Atudim, Kvasim, and so on and so forth. Shlesha Minim, there are three different Minim mentioned here. Keneged Kehan Levim Yisraelim, that corresponds to Kehan Levim and Yisraelim, and Ukeneged Tara Nevim Uksuvim, corresponding to Tara Nevim and Ksuvim. And Shalish Chamishias, there are three groups of five animals. Keneged Chamisha Chumashin, this corresponds to the five Chumashim, V'chamish HaDibros HaKsuv Maluach Echad, and five of the Dibros that are written on one Luach, V'chamish HaKsuv Malasheni, and five that are written on the others. Ad Kan Misadish Ramesh HaDarshan, up until here I got from Ramesh HaDarshan, says Rashi. And now we go back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet, and we're going to learn of what the other Nasim brought for their Karbanis and their gifts. By Yom HaShlishi, on the third day, Nasi Levnei Zvulun, it was the Nasi of Zvulun, Eliyav Ben Chaylon. Karbonai, what was his Karbon? Karas Kasva Chas Shalesh Mimea Mishkala, Mizrak Echad Kasav Shivim Shekel Shekel Kaidash, Shneihem Milim, Sos Bulov Hashem Mincha, Kaf Achas, Asar Zahav Malay Ketiris, Par Echad Ben Bakar, Ayel Echad Keves Echad Ben Shnasay Lo Ayla, Sirizim Echad Lechatas, Ulazev Echad Shalom Bakar Shnaim, Eilim Chamisha, Atudim Chamisha, Kvasim Nei Shana Chamisha, Zeh Karbon Eliyav Ben Chaylon, this is his Karbon. And by Yom HaRevi, on the fourth day, Nasi Levnei Ruvain, Eli Tzur Ben Shideur, Karbonai Karas Kesef Achas, Shleshim Mayam Mishkala, Mizrak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel Shekel Kaidash, Shneihem Meliim, Sos Bulov Hashem Mincha, Kaf Achas, Asar Zahav Malay Ketiris, Har Echad Ben Bakar, Ayel Echad כבש אחד בין שנעשה לילה, סיוזים אחד לחטס, ולזבח השלמים בקר שניים, אלים חמישה, תודים חמישה, כבשים בני שנה חמישה, זה הקרבן על איסור בן שדיור. ביום החמישי, on the fifth day, נוסי לבני שמיין, it was a נוסי of שמיין, שלומיאל בן סורי שדאי, קרבני, what was his carbon? You guessed it. קרס הכסף החס, 30 מיום משקלו, מזרק אחד כסף, 70 שקל ושקל הקדש, שניהם מלאים סויס בלו ושם למנחה, כף החס, עשרה זהב, מלא כתרס. הר אחד בן בקר, איל אחד, כבש אחד בן שנעשה לילה, סיוזים אחד לחטס, ולזבח השלמים בקר שניים, אלים חמישה, עתודים חמישה, כבשים בני שנה חמישה, זה קרבן שלומיאל בן צורי שעדוי. This is the carbon of שלומיאל בן צורי שעדוי. Over here we conclude with the fifth aliyah, and tomorrow we will pick up with the sixth aliyah, finding out who brought a carbon on the sixth day and what his carbon was. Everyone should have a wonderful day.